The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
In Oakland yesterday, protesters held an impromptu late-night march that culminated with a call for a citywide strike on November 2nd. That followed some clashes with police that left a young Iraq War veteran with a fractured skull and brain swelling. That injury occurred in the midst of chaos on Tuesday when police fired tear gas and sent in riot squads to clear out the protesters. In watching the coverage of this, or actually those who were watching it on the streets in Oakland, many people said it resembled many of the anti-war protests of the 1960s. Meanwhile, miles away in San Francisco, city officials there also cracked down on protesters, claiming they were breaking the law by camping out overnight. Joining us now, Ali Winston, who's a criminal justice reporter for KALW Radio. And first, Ali, can you give us an update on the condition of the Marine Corps veteran who was injured during the protests yesterday?
Well, Scott Olson, as of last report, appears to be in, last I heard, he was in critical condition. He has a fracture to his skull, and he has swelling of the brain, and I believe he was at the trauma center at Highland Hospital, which is where many of the trauma cases in Oakland go. So he's at a pretty good treatment center, but at the same time, I'm not really sure about his status or his well-being right now.
There was a message from the Veterans for Peace, a group for whom he's a part of, that said he was shot in the head by police. Has that been we don't know the projectile, or whether it was a rubber bullet or even a tear gas canister, but has it been confirmed that he was injured by an officer of the police?
He was absolutely hit with a projectile. I was on the scene last night reporting for my radio station, and I was shooting photos and video. And I had passed by Olson and his comrade, Joshua Shepard, a Navy veteran, earlier in the night, and I saw them standing in a line close to a set of riot police who were from agencies from outside of Oakland. They'd been called in on mutual assistance. And he was standing quite close to the police line. And in other video shot by a local television station, you can actually see him drop when police are firing less lethal projectiles and tear gas canisters. We don't know whether he was hit by a tear gas canister or whether he was hit by a beanbag or whatever they were firing last night. However, when I was shooting the video of him right up close, and we were trying to determine where he'd been hit, you can see that there was a laceration of maybe about 2 or 3 inches, maybe about a pinky's length on the left side of his temple. So that's it was a pretty severe injury. He couldn't speak. His eyes were going in two directions. He was non-responsive. He was very, very, very disoriented.
We're speaking with Ali Winston, who's a criminal justice reporter for KALW Radio in Oakland, California, about clashes with police between protesters yesterday and the police. Now, the police said they were responding to rocks being thrown at them and other things being thrown at them. Did you witness that as well?
I saw a water bottle being thrown. I saw a stick being thrown at them, but I did not see any rocks. There were actually a couple glass bottles that went over the barricade line towards the police from the back of the crowd. But almost instantaneously, you saw other demonstrators try and calm things down, saying no, 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 peaceful protest, try and basically weed out those elements in the crowd, or not weed them out, rather, but just deter them from provoking the situation. But there was not a barrage of rocks or anything like that. Earlier in the day when the occupation, when the police raided the occupation camp, there were glass bottles thrown and whatnot at the police, but there was nothing like that later on in the evening when you saw the tear gas, when you saw this massive deployment of tear gas and other projectiles and flashbang grenades.
You know, Ali Winston, the criminal justice reporter for KALW Radio, you know, let me ask you, why do you think it's Oakland where we have seen these first injuries sustained, where you've seen these clashes become, in some cases, violent? Why is it Oakland that seems to be the front lines here?
It's important to remember that Oakland has been seeing this sort of, you know, massive civil disturbance since 2009. since pretty much early 2009, after the killing of Oscar Grant, a passenger on a BART train or a regional transit system, by a police officer named Johannes Meserle, who worked for the transit agency, that his killing and video of that killing set off days of civil unrest and, you know, running battles between demonstrators and police. And the result of Johannes Meserle's trial, his verdict, which is an involuntary manslaughter verdict, which many people thought was too light, and his sentencing, where he was sentenced to 2 years plus time served. Both those incidents took place last year, in July and November. In both instances, the demonstrations that took place, which were by and large almost entirely peaceful, save for some vandalism, were met with several hundred officers in riot gear called in from all around the region, just like we saw last night.
What happens next, Ali? I understand that the mayor has now said that they will be able to let a camp as long as they don't stay overnight. Is that something that you think that the protesters will accept?
Well, the mayor is struggling to cope with the situation. She was in Washington, D.C., trying to get grant money for an old army base that's being converted into other uses now. She was out of town when the raids happened. She's not actually gotten in contact with the protesters yet. She has said tonight that the police will have a minimal presence in the plaza, that they will not interfere with protesters, they will not try and engage them in any sort of sense for a day or two to try and feel things out and establish a line of communication. But what happened tonight is that there was a march of about several hundred people through the streets of downtown Oakland, and the police kept a very, very, very minimal presence, trailed them in motorcycles and so on. And I can't say for sure whether Mayor Kwan will allow this to continue in the current form, but right now she is backpedaling quite a bit because her base, which is progressives and organized labor, condemned her very strongly for the destruction of the Occupy Oakland encampment and for the police response last night.
That's Ali Winston, criminal justice reporter for KALW Radio, on the scene yesterday when the protests became clashes between police and protesters. We're still collecting your stories and photos of Occupy Wall Street. Wherever you happen to be, you can use our Takeaway iPhone app to do that, to take a picture, or call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us what you see and if you agree or disagree with what's going on.